Welcome to The Ether. Today is Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, crypto, cannabis, and culture with Hooligan Tweets, me, DeFi Jedi, Psych, the Anarchist. It's a good time. Let's blaze one and take a listen.
Awkward silence fills the room as the host is setting up his dab and about to partake. It's now 4:40. Wait, I've been doing this all day, so. But it's been a minute since I've done a dab, so I definitely need a dab right now. I see some people joining. Let me bring some peeps up. Hold on. Invite to co-host. All right. Hooligan. I invited a...
Hello, hello.
My dude. How are you, sir?
Hey, can't complain. Like,
nice.
Just smoking my joint, like, 1 a.m. 20 here. So, yeah.
Oh, dang. It's almost, it's 4:20 here, but.
It's 4:20 here too, baby. 4:20 all day.
Hey, let's fucking go.
Hell yeah. I've got, Sammy joining in. I should make him sing a song about smoking weed or something just because he'll sing about Daddy Shark or smoking weed at the shark. I don't know. Sammy, where you at, brother? Are you here today? I heard you down there. He's like, I can't talk right now. It's probably late there. Or is it morning? I don't know, but... Waiting for a few other people to join in, and I'm loading my dab right now. There is some. Is this? It's the right time, right? It's the right day. Am I in the right?
Yeah.
Room?
Yeah.
I have invited a few people today. My co-host, Mr. Hooligan Tweets. We're here just to kind of talk about mostly a lot of cannabis, a lot of crypto and NFT stuff. The culture, that's important because, he and I were talking a few days back, well, many times over the last year or two about kind of the, I don't want to say like exclusivity of some of the cliques in the spaces where people just are, I don't know, they're big brains and they talk down to people. So I want to make sure that y'all talk down to me. I will never talk down to you. And we have fun and talk about good stuff. Talk about projects that we're going to be excited to mint, stuff like that. And maybe in a few minutes here, we'll start off with a little, I think some of you guys have heard the background. Perf, are you there, buddy? I hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you. You there?
Hey, hey, there's a stone duck in the house.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. There we go. I got another one. So I've got, invite to speak. Just waiting for a couple of people. I invited a couple special guests. One, obviously, the Stone Ducks. I also invited someone from Luna Launcher.
Their video
coming up. I'm going to invite him up as a... Well, I wonder if he's joining as Luna Launcher or if he's going to join as his personal, but it's the CEO. I don't want to announce it if I'm doing it wrong, though. So let me see if I can get him up here. He's going to invite it as a speak. And
y'all got to be careful with DeFi Jedi. He gets a couple dabs in him, he'll start doxing everybody. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe.
This is exactly it. I'm like, I don't want to say the wrong name and dox somebody. I did that the other day. I doxed, and then somebody doxed themselves to me. It was pretty funny. It's like, hey, ignore the self-doxing there. And I was like, it's all good, man. I'm doxed everywhere. I hope you don't mind, but you'll probably eventually get doxed if you work with me long enough. It just fucking happens.
You can't verify.
Welcome, brother. How are you, sir?
I'm just down a rabbit hole. So I probably should have pre-smoked weed before then. So I'm trying to gather myself, but man, it's been a busy week.
Are there Wassies the end of that rabbit hole, or what's at the end of the hole? Wassies, right?
I mean, I've been pimping a Wassie since before Do Kwon thought they were cool. So I mean, I don't know what to say. Like, I love the Wassies. I put a Wassie in the front of my Puffin's front pack. That's maybe, where he hangs out.
Maybe you're the one to ask, because I don't even know what a Wassie is. I know I got a couple bad ones. But you like, don't I don't like. What's the history of that shit? I don't. It's like
you don't know Indus, bro.
Is it a real one?
So there was a Wassies NFT that did really, really, really well. I believe it was on Ethereum. I don't know the history super well. I just saw like the bad Wassies show up, and I think Combat Wombat, and I just immediately,
That's this guy. Like that's this guy, or like we don't know. Until now, if it's like only one guy or a bot, it's Inverse Bra, and he's like this small thing. Like you definitely know of small thing, and like he also has an account called Starbust or Stardust, which is like mostly inactive now. And he has this like little thing, this small thing, and the Wassies are like little small things that expire after 2 week lifespan, cause. Like the market cycle is supposed to reset every 2 weeks, or the sentiment cycle. It's a little like inside joke.
It's basically like an Australian lemming, then. I get you. I went down the rabbit hole trying to find the origins of the Wassies, and I ended up on that Starburst page. And then I saw like the Wassie signal, and I was like, all right, I that's enough internet for today. But this is fun. Yeah. I appreciate it.
If you head to Urban Dictionary, it gives you a full breakdown of the memetic creature and its origins on crypto Twitter. But it is important to know that Wassies can be eaten raw or cooked as a soup or ragu. And it's also popular to keep a Wassie as a house pet. So, like, there's all sorts of craziness in the Wassie world.
Is this, like, where an axolotl, like, got laid by a beaver or something? What the hell is a Wassie?
A Wassie is just a small thing. It's just there.
It's just a small thing. Don't worry about it.
And we've come full circle.
Oh, dude. I need to hear more about Wassies. I want this rabbit hole to continue. I'm going to take another dab. This is good.
All I know is, like, I looked at Donku's, and I was like, damn. And then I looked at mine, and I was like, what's going on here?
You definitely hold a bad Wassie, my friend.
And then I felt bad. Like, the dude thought I was calling him out because he's like, hey, that was one of the first ones I made. I was like, no, it's dope. But, like, look at his, dog.
I'm not going to reveal who the Wassie maker is yet until I get an answer if he'll do my commission. But if you look hard enough, you'll find him. He's not hard to find.
The small team? Or the actual big thing behind the small thing?
A singular artist literally doing WASI commissions to raise funds to be able to go buy an actual Ethereum WASI.
Yes, I remember. Now it's all
I'm tripping out. What is the, what the fuck is happening right now? Is this a real thing, or are you guys just like...
No,
it's just small things. Don't worry about it.
It's like small things.
Real big thing. No, small thing, sorry. They even like it's even an own language, like leak and all kinds of stuff.
Remember, everybody, I did preface the spaces by saying, "Smoke a J, do a dab, nibble on a brownie, psych." So if you're not,
I can't. I'm packing. Oh. I'm flying out tomorrow. I'm scared if I do.
You're not supposed to take guns when you're flying either, so leave that at home. Oh, man, you're doing all things wrong, psych.
I did realize, though, I was going through my backpack, my carry-on, and I had a vape in there, like a weed vape that they didn't catch, and I've been carrying around. So now I feel like, how do I finish that now that I know?
Are you a drug
Just go with
we
it.
We should probably be careful. This is. Can you redact that later, Finn? Make sure you note that.
Sorry.
Sykes a drug smuggler. We don't want that on the record. FBI is going to be tuning into the next
one. I'm not. I'm just, you know, like, allegedly, possibly. Allegedly. It's nicotine. It's cigarettes. It's fine.
That's exactly it. If there's... No proof. There's no proof.
Well, I've got, you know, yeah. So when I get back, I'll be like to wherever I go. I've got some microdosing pills waiting for me, and then also, I guess I've got, you know, more gummies. Trying not to transport shit.
Oh man!
Across country lines.
I have always wondered how, like, a good, you know, traveling exec can manage to do as much traveling as they do international stuff and still manage to always have weed. Like, you know, because, I mean, do they just have an assistant?
Oh, bro, that's easy. No, don't, yeah. Know? No, you just mail that shit before you go, allegedly. And then, like, it's there waiting for you with open arms, hopefully, when you get there. Hopefully, not financial advice.
Well, allegedly there was a time when I got stopped on an air, I don't know what you want to call it, security screening, or the Jedi did, not me. I don't know who that guy is, but anyways, allegedly there might have been carts in the backpack, and so Jedi was sweating, and then they were like, pulled me aside. Fuck it, it was bad. They were like, You're gonna come with us. We called the cops, and I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" I had gone camping, and I had left a magazine. Man, we were up in bear country. I had my 45 with me, and I forgot the magazine. So there was a loaded magazine in my backpack. No gun, but in my concealed compartment, I had left my short stack in there. If anybody knows what that is, it's like your little like shorty stack of bullets. But it and. Oh man, they were gonna lock me up and take the Jedi away. And then the sheriff came over and she's like, "Sir," I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Are these your bullets?" I'm like, "Yeah." She's like, "Do you want to claim them?" I'm like, "What does that mean?" She goes, "If you claim them, you'll have to leave with them. Or do you want to just have me dispose of them?" And I'm like, "If you wouldn't mind disposing of them, I think that'd be the proper thing to do." And she's like, "All right." She looked over at the people that were holding me and she's like, "When's his flight board?" And they're like, 5 minutes. And she's like, "You made him miss his fucking flight?" She was pissed. She was like, "Let him go."
It's about intention. Like, you know, we make mistakes. Like, you don't want to ruin somebody's life over all that. I actually like officers that are like this. You know, I've gotten, I remember I went to, like, I was on the way to the beach driving and I was kind of speeding because it's like those country roads. And
you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I was a little bit, yeah. But anyways, I think I was like a couple of days away from my birthday where my insurance would have gone down. And, you know, whenever like they pull you over, I don't know if like girls normally like try to cause a scene, but I'm just like, I just get very apologetic. I'm like, "I'm so sorry, officer." Even when I actually got in a car accident And this was my, like, a couple weeks after I got, like, my first, like, in Canada, we call it, like, the G2, which you're allowed to drive on your own. But my friend was not looking at the map or anything. So I'm like, look, this is like MapQuest days. Okay. I don't know if everybody here understands, but we used to have MapQuest and print out like actual
MapQuest on a paper.
Did anybody use MapQuest like paper?
That shit's no joke. Like the days of printing out your itinerary so you knew where the fuck you were going. Oh, yeah. I did that
pages,
shit.
Baby. You know it. You staple that shit together and you try and piece
it
out.
Your
it was like turn by turn.
So I ended up rear-ending somebody because I was looking over and then the guy like stopped suddenly to take a right or something and I rear-ended him and then like the officer came whatever it was like you know he's like okay I'm gonna charge you with like driving too closely rather than like reckless driving or something and he's like you know what was going on I told him exactly I'm like man I'm so sorry like I'm just apologizing you know I'm like that sucks you know I this is a situation. He's like, okay, well, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to court. All right. And you're going to tell them that you're a student and, you know, you don't have money and that it was a mistake. And I was like, no, officer, I deserve this. I fucked up, you know? He didn't file it. I ended up getting my check back.
Oh, right on. Oops. Yeah. I forgot to file it.
Every time I hear like police or gun stories from the US, I'm still baffled because here in Europe, it's like unimaginable that someone would have like a gun on him in normal like situation.
Yeah, I'm Canadian. We're still weird about that shit. That's far out.
So like, like that's always like hearing a little movie for me.
I don't see. That's the thing is, I will never carry when I have where no matter where I go, even if it's legal, I'll never. You can't because you can't carry and have your gun on you. So I fucked up because when we were up in the woods, you gotta have protection, man. You can get eaten by a fucking bear up where I live. I live.
Well, you're gonna have like the big guns, like not those like kind of handguns, right?
No. Well, I had a it's a handgun. It's a 45 though. It's enough to make sure the bear's not gonna eat you, right? Like, and it was the protection, but it wasn't with me. But I carry a backpack that I use for hunting, for backpacking, for fishing, for camping, and for travel. Well. There's also going to be something else in there allegedly that you would smoke, right? So you don't ever want to have the two together because that would be frowned upon no matter where you go. So I try to make sure I never leave one or the other. I always take one out, right? Like just be smart. And because I don't want to be a fucking like cartel man, like a drug dealer or some shit, like running around with a gun. So, you know, I mean, Jedi's only half stupid. He's just a dumb stoner. But, you know, when you're up in the middle of, I live in the woods. Like I live in the Cascade Mountain Range. If anybody knows where that is in North America,
look at that. He's stoned enough. He doxing himself. I called that shit. I called it. Also, we're neighbors, bro. Fucking neighbors.
Look for like the chimney smoke.
That's it. You see smoke coming up, you'll find the Jedi. I was just talking about that. I saw one of the Luna people posting about a lake where I'm gonna go fishing this summer and. It's just a drive away from where I live. And I was like, small world, bro. You're in the same mountains as I am. And he's like, I know. I saw your pictures. He knew where we were. Like, you can recognize it. If you're from around here, it's the trees are pretty recognizable. Except for when I go up, like, to visit some of my peeps, I'm like, just at a couple of hours or maybe an hour north of here, it turns into, like, fucking the Arctic, man. Like, it's the Great White North, eh?
Oh, are you trying to?
I'm not talking.
You're working so hard, you're working so hard there, but yeah, no, definitely north of you looks like a Bob Ross painting. That's for sure. There's a lot of happy trees and a lot of snowy cabins and pretty sunsets and bears to eat your face.
I've been here in like Canada so I came back for a month and I'm gone tomorrow. Like I can't do it anymore. The air hurts my skin, my eyes hurt, it's dry, I'm coughing. I got dandruff like after a month. It's just so bad. It's so bad. I don't know how people survive. I just today I went to like the salon and then you know like a couple blocks was the like CVS. I wanted to go get my antigen test. I almost died. My toes, I couldn't feel them. I'm like, this is, I can't believe I lived here for like over 30 years.
Yeah, you must be and like survived. Alberta or where, I don't even, yeah. It's
I'm cold. In Ontario, but like an hour Ontario. From Toronto. But today yeah. was 27 yeah. degrees and then we had like ice rain.
I remember that. I've never lived in that. But I was at a business meeting in Minnesota. So just south, I don't, you know, Great Lakes. And it was negative 20 or whatever you're talking about. And I didn't have a big jacket. I just wore a sweatshirt. I went to the restaurant across the parking lot from my hotel. Well, when sun set and the temperature dropped, they're like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm walking. They're like, no, you're not. They weren't gonna let me walk out. Like, you dumbass, you can't just walk out.
You're gonna die. Shirt. You're gonna yeah. lose parts of your body. Yeah, things will fall know. Off. Don't yeah. go.
When the inside of your nose starts to freeze, that's when you know you need a jacket.
When you can't talk because hey. Your lips are so frozen. We in our house, so my mom's like my mom's Romanian and she's such a like a mom. So like as I got older and she just also needed other people to take care of in the house. So she got international students, a lot of like Chinese, Korean students, but they didn't understand because they would arrive in the fall. So fall is like comfortable, it's beautiful here. But they wouldn't understand that they needed to be very prepared. Like you need that Canadian Goose jacket. You need the like boots that are going to be really well insulated, especially if you're walking around, you know, university college campus. And a lot of them would buy these like cute little winter outfits and like jackets. And I'm telling you, it only took one winter for them to get like that Canada education that fuck what you look like. You need to be bundled up because you're going to die. You're going to die. Yeah.
You like to feel your limbs?
to be fair, in the wintertime, it definitely looks like Waifu has wrestled and killed a bear and now wears it. So,
oh, that is true. I wouldn't put it beyond Waifu to wrestle and kill a bear. I'm just like, I don't know. Finn turns hard enough. Crazy. He knows. That dick creator is, she scares me a little bit. I respect her.
You're gonna make her down. Blush. She's off drawing in the background. So,
and I'm so right now.
So what's up with this?
Waifu?
Tell us about this Luna Launcher thing. I came here to smoke weed and hear about Luna Launcher.
Yes,
that's right. Ready to get launched.
Let me do a proper introduction so that we're gonna go as high as the Jedi is because we brought in my friend Ian. Not my, you know, he's actually the CEO. He said, don't like make a big deal about it. He's like, you know, just let him know I'm the dude from there. And I was like, bro, you're the fucking CEO of Luna Launcher. Let me hear it from him. And if I have to do that shit, but, welcome Ian. This is, my space is yours. I want to introduce you and why don't you give us a lowdown on what you're doing, bro.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for the introduction. And So my name's Ian, and we will fully dox our team members soon this week. We're just working on the, you know, messaging to make it all appropriate. So
I saw I wasn't supposed to dox your name.
No. That was right. You doxed the right name. I just didn't want you to dox my other crypto Twitter name. You know.
If we do a few more spaces, and you'll have the whole team doxed by then. Just like three more.
You know, I'm mentally working over doxing and what I want to do and all that stuff. Now it's just, you know, you get a career in DeFi, you're like, I'll just have one Twitter account with this crazy name. And then 4 months later, you got five Twitter accounts, you know, five different browsers open, you got three Telegrams. So it's like, oh, why did I even start all this? Maybe I should just start it with my name.
So you're Luna Legolas or?
Yeah, well, I want to hear guesses. Which personality am I by the end of this space?
I had the same thing. Like our collection was called Psychedelic Sloth, so now I'm Psych because I manage the count. So the community will name you. That's how it works.
You know, by the end of this phase, I'll probably end up doxing myself. I'll just like drop. It's not even that important, you know. What's important is the project we got going on. So check it out, y'all. Luna Launcher is the next launch pad on Terra, but we're doing a couple things different than other launch pads on Terra. Two of our biggest projects that we're really focusing on is multi-chain raises. We have our entire web app connects to right now four different blockchains. We're looking for up to five. And so Lunalodge has a special partnership with the Loop Dex so that when people with cross-chain wallets connect and want to spend any of their assets from any blockchain, they can use the automated routing pairs from the Loop Dex to come in and invest, say, their assets in Matic or Ethereum or Sol directly into our smart contracts and have those assets transferred directly into UST for the project raises. So the other big thing we're working on is community incentivization that we're also drawing from the Loop community for. So whenever project IDOs come out, the most important thing for investors is to do research on these projects, learn about them, learn about the team, learn about the value propositions. So what we've done is created a partnership with Loop Bounties so that for every raise, the top 10 community contributors do the most research, who contribute the most useful information about upcoming IDOs. Those accounts will get guaranteed IDO allocations for the raises. So in this way, we're kind of bringing Web3 value into launch pads and recognizing that there's actual valuable content that we receive from our community and rewarding our best and most diligent community members with allocations in upcoming IDOs. So, using these two different unique value propositions, we're trying to build our community over time. We especially recognize that with the multi-chain raises, those things will take time. We need to, get involved in the Terra community first, but hopefully the idea is, a couple months to a year down the line, we'll be bringing in money into Terra through other blockchains. And as people spend their Ethereum, Matic, Sol to buy UST for our raises, we'll help slowly kind of add the UST market cap over time and bring all that money into Terra that we know belongs there. So that's the short version of the Luna launcher pitch.
That was exactly what I was waiting for. I love it. I love it. And that's something that was kind of the unique thing that I picked up when I first started reading about what you guys were bringing to the table. Because initial surprise was like, hey, what is it? Like Luna launcher, is this, another, is it just going to be another coin launcher or, what is it? And the first thing that that kind of got me in it was, obviously I read a Loop article and then, that took me down the rabbit hole of the cross chain, investing and how easy, it is to bring in that kind of that raise, which is really big because we have a lot of artists who are on Ethereum and other platforms that are not being seen, spoken about, or heard on Luna. And I just did a giveaway, or I'm doing one right now for a rareable verified artist, Chris Vaughn. He's a cool dude. I met him in an ETH space because I'm always popping around ETH, Sol, Luna, a lot of ETH guys are out there looking at us. They're looking at us, but maybe they aren't doing it yet because they're like, no, there's not enough money there. They don't see the money yet, right? So what if they could do that? Is that kind 100%. Of, yeah, that I know that was like a long recap, but that's why I got really excited about having you guys in the space was I saw the opportunity of a bigger thing. So that was my initial one, but there's more to it than that, right? So is there anything else that you can kind of drop that's to elaborate what else you guys are doing?
Yeah.
I know you can't talk about everything, right? I don't know how much you're allowed to give out right now. So, and I did not send, to be fair, guys, this is just supposed to be a BS space, not a Q&A or AMA. I told Ian, like, join, let's just BS and have fun. So, but I did want you guys to meet him and ask some questions if anybody has any. It's pretty early, obviously. So if you haven't read a lot yet or gone and checked it out. Hooligan, I don't know if you're paying enough attention or if you're on your Android to where maybe you could pin one of the, I'll do a tweet really quick with one of the Loop links about the launcher. If you could pin it in the spaces, that'd be cool. I don't know if you can or not.
Yeah, no,
thank you. I already took care of you.
Oh, nice.
Fuck, yeah.
That hosting experience, boom, pow.
Damn, you are a pro. This is one of the other things, like, I'm like, I need a couple of pros in here. So the first thing I did when I was going to host this is I DM'd Psych and my favorite people over at the Stone Ducks Little Club and said, you guys want to be part of an experiment and they're like, fuck no. And I'm like, please. And, you know, I begged them. Then they still were saying no. So I used the Jedi D5 Force. And they came eventually of their own free will. They just don't know it was me using the Force to compel them. So I appreciate them being here as well.
You brain ninja'd us. Brain Jedi'd us.
you had no choice but to come. It's just one of those things. Every once in a while, I have to use the Force for ulterior motives. And I do apologize to anybody that has ever been swayed by my DeFi Jedi dabbing here that I'm about to do. See how that just worked? I just totally got back into this dab I'm about to do. I think I'm like, I need to light a joint next, because otherwise I'm going to get way too fucking high. I just keep dabbing.
Yes, sir.
And I keep talking. So I want to ask about, Ian, your guys is, you guys have any projects lined up for Luna Launcher that you can speak to?
Yeah, we got three main ones in the pipeline that we're ready to talk about now, and more behind that that we're not talking about quite yet. So just a real quick recap in case anyone is not quite 100% on the Launchpad model. What a Launchpad is, it's a dApp that it provides three main use cases. Bringing new projects into the Terra space is one. Providing investment in opportunities for investors to invest in these projects is another. And ultimately, the third use case is, you know, solidifying the use case of the capital raise asset. And on Terra, of course, that's UST. But so how this works is projects, you know, NFT art projects or decentralized finance projects or, you know, anything that wants to build on the blockchain as a startup approaches us either directly through our website or through our curated partnership with Loop Ventures for incubation. And, you know, they meet with our team, we discuss with them, we find out what the project is, evaluate how strong the team is, and decide if it's going to be a good investment for Terra and also for Luna Launcher community. And then if we do, we agree to do a capital raise for them. So we create a raise that is a certain amount of UST. Let's say we want to raise 300,000 UST for this project to get them started. So we start their launch, we put out a bunch of different educational pieces, AMAs, videos, interviews, all that stuff. And we engage our community and get our community writers to do research and produce that on Loop Community. And then at the end of that whole process, we start a whitelist. So people who use our token, launch and buy it on market or in our IDO, will be able to stake their launch essentially to build their presence in our tiers. And then based on the tiers, when the IDO comes around, you know, we do a lottery and we select a certain amount of people to invest in this project. And then they can invest up to, you know, say $500, $1,000, $200 in UST based on their tiers. And, you know, this is the public IDO stage of their coin. So this is the public investment round, and users who are whitelisted are able to invest their UST to get a large portion of that, or a promised large portion of that project's tokens at a premium that's vested over time. So, yeah, like you said, Jedi, one of the most important things about a Launchpad is deal flow and the projects that we have doing. So our first three IDOs, we're gonna do our Luna Launcher IDO first. Obviously, we're gonna launch ourselves, and a little bit more, I have a few details to announce on that, especially for your space in just a bit. After that, our IDO is going to come pretty soon, within a month. So I'll talk about that at the end of this. After we do our own IDO, obviously we'll have the launch token, which will allow our users to, you know, access tiers and start whitelisting for other projects. So after our launch, we have Hybrid NFT, which is it's a brand on NFT project. It allows users to mint and trade NFTs based on brand on content, including Hot Wheels, Barbie, Star Wars. Should start with Star Wars with the Jedi. But they curate these partnerships with all these brands. And then through the marketplace, DeFi users can buy NFTs that represent these designs and images on the brand. And then eventually Hybrid will create this 3D printing smart factory infrastructure, where so you can buy NFTs that represent brand on content and then print them, distribute clothing brands, make your own clothing from them, all with remote print on demand services from the comfort of your home. So that's the hybrid NFT project that's launching second. And then shortly after that, there's OneCast Studio, which is basically a launch pad for upcoming actor talent. You can invest in early parts of actors and other artists in their career, follow their career, and it will also include a booking platform that uses NFTs as event access passes to, you know, go to various events involved with the whatever talent that you have invested in. So
that's different. That's interesting. Like, it's only interesting, but I haven't heard that. Why do you do that?
Why do we do that? We don't do that. So OneCast Studio is, you know, it's a project that approached us. Actually, this one was curated through Loop Ventures. Loop Ventures is the incubator branch of Loop. So their biggest job is meeting with, they meet with at least a project a day at this point. So they meet with all kinds of different projects and, you know, the ones that are really special, the ones that we think this is a great idea. This is a great way to use blockchain. And, you know, how do we make this a reality? And then once they decide that, you know, Loop Ventures will, you know, if they've evaluated the team strong, that their model's strong, that their business plan is strong, then they'll pass them to, you know, launch pads like Luna Launcher or Starterra or Pylon for capital raises to start the project. So really, you know, we're, as a launch pad, we are a venue for exciting new projects to join or, you know, we'll see about multi-chain launches in the near future. But, you know, when we see a project that has a great idea that we think brings value to the Terra ecosystem and blockchain in general, we say go with it and we help them raise money. And in helping them raise money, you know, we also offer this valuable investment opportunity for anyone that wants to participate in the IDO. Yeah. And so what one of the best, I think, benefits of participating regularly in a launch pad, becoming part of its community early, and getting access to its tiers early is that every single project that releases through a launch pad, there'll be an investment opportunity for our users. So, you know, let's say you want to invest 500 in the first raise, 500 in the next one, and 500 after that. By the time the third raise comes around, probably TGE will be happening for the first raise. And for most of these projects, you get about 10% or 20% of your investment immediately at TGE, and then the rest is vested over, you know,
does TGE mean? And I ask that because, like, I think that there's certain jargon when it comes to communities and spaces where maybe somebody new in the space doesn't know. I actually personally do not know. So that's why I'm also asking.
100%. We get so caught up in these three-letter words. We always assume. But yeah, TGE is token generation event. So it's especially important when you're thinking about IDOs, IDO being, you know, an initial DEX offering or initial decentralized offering. So when we do these, you know, investment opportunities, when the IDO happens, the token hasn't launched yet. It's not on the market. This is the public raise is the last phase in launch before a token hits the free market. So when you invest in IDO, for example, when you invest in the Luna Launcher IDO, you can invest at a price of 14.5 cents per launch token. And then, you know, that's the amount of tokens that you'll get throughout your investing over time. But then on TGE, the token generation event, that's when those tokens become reality. So that's when, you know, you're waiting by your computer, hitting F5, waiting for the token to go live on the DEX. So hopefully you can run a quick swap and then maybe sell it 5 minutes later for profit. You know, the moment that the token hits the market, that is TGE. So for all IDOs, you know, on the day of TGE, our investors will get, you know, some percent of the portion of their total investment. So, you know, if the price pumps on TGE day, you can sell to realize some back some of your UST investment and then, you know, have the rest vested over time. It's up to each individual investor. But the token generation event TGE is when that token finally hits the free market and starts trading to the, you know, to the public.
And so I got a quick question. Do you guys have things in place to kind of encourage holding and prevent like everyone just dumping their tokens once they're unlocked? I know like different launch pads do different things to kind of encourage that sort of behavior. Just curious what you guys are doing to encourage that.
Yeah, so that's especially poignant for our first one because we'll be launching our own token, the launch token. But ultimately, in every individual IDO and then leading up into the TGE token generation event for it, those decisions are up to the project, you know. When we launch a project, we don't have control over the actions they do. They have control over it. We do, however, in most cases, strategically advise our projects and, you know, make sure they have ideas for protecting against dumping and that kind of thing. in the case of Luna Launcher, I think that's the best place to start because it's our first IDO and it we have control over it, you know? So we'll be launching the launch token. I say the word launch so many times lately, it's driving me mad. We'll be launching the launch token.
It is 420, so we're about to launch something, baby. Let's go.
That's right. And at the end of this, remind me to drop some alpha about that. As when we do our IDO, the IDO price will be 14.5 cents. And then, you know, the liquidity pools will be preceded with our funds and launch on LoopDex at the price of 14.5 cents. And then, yeah, so a bunch of people will buy and a bunch of people will get their tokens. What do we do to protect them against just dumping all their launch to try to make a quick buck? So as I've been explaining, our launch token is the tool that gives people access to higher allocations in IDOs. So immediately upon release, we'll have two main functions for launch that will give it value to raise your tier in the Luna Launcher ecosystem. One of them will be staking launch as a single asset. So if you take the launch tokens that you have and stake them with our staking contracts on our website, you'll get the maximum amount of, we call it rocket fuel, which determines the tier that you're in and the amount that you can get from allocations. Or you can also provide it in liquidity pairs on LoopDex, and you'll get roughly half the amount of rocket fuel per dollar value of launch by doing that. Both of these functions have a lockup period that prevent against dumping, and they both have different lockup periods. If you stake LP with LoopDex, it's locked up for 7 days, and if you single stake launch on our website, it actually won't be locked up at all. We have, if you stake your launch, you can immediately unstake it if you ever need your capital at any reason. We don't really believe in locking away our funds from people that invest in us. They should always have access to it. However, we do have a penalty period. If you lock up your launch on our single staking website, then if you don't leave it there for up to 30 days, then when we withdraw your launch, you'll actually lose a percentage of it. If you withdraw your launch immediately, you'll lose 10% of it. If you withdraw your launch between 7 and 14 days, you'll lose something like 7%, 5% if it's a little longer. So basically, if you want to get maximal rocket fuel for your launch and participate in projects that are doing an IDO right now, you can do that by staking your launch. But then if you don't have your launch staked for at least a month after that, then when you withdraw, you'll lose a percentage of it. So immediately at PGE,
that you've got, you lose your yield.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we made actually a cornerstone of every function in our web app is, it's our users' money. We don't want to lock it away from them ever, right? Obviously, with vested tokens, we'll have to do that, but, that's because you're investing in tokens before it launches, so that's required. But, for example, if you go to StarTerra and want to participate in an IDO, if you want to go to whitelist for it, you have to deposit your UST into escrow. I think when you're applying to have that capital raise. And if you don't actually win the allocation through the lottery system for the capital raise, you still don't even have access for your UST for like a week, I think it's 5 days. So if you want to invest in an IDO, you have to put forward the capital when you whitelist for it. And then if you don't even get the investment, you still lose the opportunity cost on all that UST that you had waiting for that investment. So we don't have an escrow service. We have a different whitelist system. We don't want any of our features to ever lock tokens away from their owners. So that's built into everything we do. But in terms of, so TGE happens for launch. Everyone in the public IDO gets their tokens. Should they sell it or should they keep it? 2 days before we have our TGE for launch, we will be announcing the whitelist for our next raise, which is hybrid NFT. So, if anyone wants to participate in the hybrid NFT, absolutely the best way they can do it is to participate in our IDO, get as many launch tokens at a premium price as possible, and then, probably even buy more. We've set up our allocations for our IDO so that it gives investors probably access to our first tier of allocation. But if you want to increase the amount that you have out that you can get allocated for hybrid NFT or for OneCast Studio, hell, or the next one's going to be Solar Bitcoin. I can just say that now. That's fine. Then the best way to do it.
I'm gonna be a little selfish here because I'm always gonna be speaking for the anarchist community. So follow me back so that we can chat because I don't know, there's some really cool shit happening here.
100%. Also, we don't have like rec art NFT projects in our pipeline yet, but that is 100% in the plan to help launch NFT projects, even like second iterations of NFT projects that want to do another raise or one of the utility functions. We're available to anything that we think is valuable to the Terra community. So artists are 100% valuable to the Terra community. We'd love to work with them too.
Well, I see, like from a founder standpoint, and also we have our communities that we've developed, and what we've done too is bring on people and educate our community and present opportunities, like really being diplomatic, like do your own research, but. These conversations are so important in order to give people access to these things because there's so much going on and it's a different thing entirely when you get to talk to a person. So anyways, I love what you're doing. It's amazing.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we love what you're doing over at Anarchist too. I have I got one of each of the Invisible Man, the Revivalist, and the Astronaut. All my favorites sitting in my wallet because I'm excited for your project. I wish I had a sloth too.
Sloth. I don't know. They're on Magic Eden, so that's over on Solana. I don't know. I don't know where they're at, but
this is an interesting point because I want a sloth, but I don't want to figure out Magic Eden and all that stuff because, like, I have my wallets, I have all my accounts.
Make wormhole.
Yeah, I could use wormhole. So, what I'm getting at is, when you see I shouldn't say cross chain. I should say multi chain. Now that Vitalik wrote that article. When you see a multi-chain opportunity that you want to invest in, you have to get over that hump of, well, do I want to learn all this new stuff to figure out how to get on their market and figure out how to use the wormhole correctly and figure out how to bridge my assets or go through a sex and like trade on KuCoin and then risk taxable events, And a lot of times people, who want to take an opportunity don't take the opportunity because of the effort involved in, getting there. So that's why we're so bullish on having our multi-wallet, multi-chain functionality directly on our website. So if someone from one of our partner chains comes on and sees, oh, this is a cool project, I want to invest, but all I have is Matic, that's all they need. They come to our web app, they, click a couple buttons and, sign a couple transactions and accept transfer rates. And then our audited smart contracts automatically convert their Matic into UST and have them ready to raise right there without having to do anything other than they use whatever wallet they're familiar with, whether it's Kepler or the other ones. So I can't even remember because all I use is Terra Station at this point. it's as easy as connecting your wallet that already has your assets in it to our website where the raise is. And then, signing a few transactions and you're ready to raise with UST is the most important part.
Boom! That's the drop right there. See, because the more UST demand, the more the deep Jedi likes the feeling of burn. That's not just one more thing of why the community is growing exponentially and the cross or multi-chain pollination. Right? I don't know if that's the proper term anymore. What do we call it? Like the multi-chain growth, the multi-chain. Stoners are starting to realize that, oh shit, Wasi's got Bitcoin. Is it a big ting? We better go fucking look at Luna. And what is this UST that they're using?
That's right. And we have the best dollar. We have the best money. UST's the best. We have Anchor Protocol.
It's
the best stablecoin.
And we're going to force people and bring people kicking and screaming. I tell them that's the only way they fucking got me here. I was like, no. And then when I finally got here, I left. Because I got wrecked. I got totally destroyed. That
You said you're here in like May, right?
Like a year ago, I got in, and then I got wrecked in the May downturn, and then I got absolutely pissed off and was like, "Fuck Luna! I'm a Luna Padawan," and I'm out. So I took like a break. I still had money in Anchor. I still had Anchor yield because that was the only thing I kept was I had Anchor UST. From the very get-go, because I saw I didn't even give a, I don't know if I should say this, people are going to ban me, but I didn't give a fuck about Luna. I saw Anchor and I was like, Anchor UST, And then I understand the UST, and I was like, oh, the more that we can do this, the better it is. And then Luna goes up, and then Anchor. Okay, now I see I do want to be here. So that's the, like, that's the thing. Like, you guys are bringing in a bigger audience, right? And then partnering or bringing to the market, right? The NFT factory, bringing to the market. Obviously, Luna Launcher, you guys are phenomenal, but you guys are going to be doing these other launches that we have a chance to be a part of. We can buy in, and other followers, other friends of the Jedi Council who are not from Luna, right? I have a lot of people that are still in Binance or still in, like, I can't believe there's a ton of it, but people have Binance NFTs. I'm like, yes, what the hell is that? Sorry, I don't mean to offend anyone.
You know why? It's because of onboarding. They're able to use their card to purchase crypto, and people can't.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yep.
Here's the like, now I'm completely off fiat, but before it's like, how do you on ramp, right? And I think that a few of us in the space are privileged to be able to be completely off fiat, but that's not the reality for a lot of people. That's why, you know, they use stuff like Binance or Coinbase, right? They're not going to know how to do like P2P trading. You know, they're going to need something where they can like hook up their card, buy a few hundred bucks or a couple thousand dollars worth of crypto and start their journey.
I was going to say, insert the beautiful process that is Cash, Cadeau, Alice, yes, and a few others.
Oh, but here's the thing, running. That's US, right?
And that's only US.
Canada's in Q3. Yes. I think Canada's Q3.
This is the year. You've just got to wait a little bit longer. This is the year.
I know. I just got today my crypto.com card. But that's the only card I could sign up with as like Canadian.
But that's it though. That's Fine. The reason why Fine. We have that barrier of entry. It's like you called it though, right? Like it's hard for people to get into Luna.
All that shows is how early we are.
Oh yeah, exactly. Just got on.
It's true. I onboarded yesterday. My neighbor down the hall in my apartment building, my friend, to like Anchor. Yeah, I got him to like deposit Anchor protocol, but like he had cash, so he gave me cash. I was like, cool, like, I can use some cash, yeah! I guess. And I sent him UST. Allegedly. You know, hypothetically, allegedly. So yeah. So
sorry, I'm high.
No, I'm drunk because I didn't.
So now you're a bank here. That's awesome. This is the first bank.
So, but that was the only way. So I helped him set up his Terra station, and then I sent him UST, and that's how he did it. You know, it was like
yeah, Trudeau's like, about to shut down your account.
Oh, Trudeau, fuck them. Like, this is why I'm running away. This is why I'm running away to Mexico. What? It's beautiful weather. I love the country. But like at least the cartels and the government are very clearly like off their rails, you know? Like the corruption is clear and in front of you. They're not trying to cloak it with like this yeah, pretentious, true. Like, oh, I'm all about the people. Like, fuck you. I'm too drunk.
You know, right. Over that you just hand out cash and everything's fine.
If I had to pick a country whose cartels I had to live under, it would definitely be Mexico.
Yeah, for real. Like, they know, at least they want to keep businesses open, you know, because that's how they launder shit. So,
Mi familia, sir.
Exactly. I mean, if you don't have businesses open, how do you take a cut and protect them, right? So what's funny is, like, they had, when it came to regulations, I think I'm in Quintana Roo, like the Cancun sort of area, and the governor of Quintana Roo tried to put like vaccine passports as mandatory, and the president of Mexico stepped in and vetoed him so that people could still live their life, because businesses were like, nobody here that has traveled has their vaccine passport. Nobody does. Literally everything would shut down. Anyways, so yeah.
He should have just sent them that Family Guy meme of the lady. It's like, no, 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 no.
No, 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 we don't.
If I was a politician, I would rule by memes, definitely.
Yeah, it was, I don't know. Mexico is free. As long as you don't piss people off. Just mind your own business and drink.
And Lude, if you had to choose between which cartel to live under, which would you choose?
Who are you talking to?
Sorry, I was fighting with myself.
This Wasi, dude. This booby Wasi.
He's dragging in the alleged creator. No, not alleged. The actual creator of Mega Dicks.
I was about to say there's nothing alleged about it. I just threw a bunch of dicks.
Yeah. I just always forget who I can and can't say shit about. Like, I'm like, fuck, I just doxed Ian and then I'm not supposed to. Well, yeah, I was supposed to.
You know, I'm not supposed to. Allegedly, though, having been in Mexico, they ship out all their good shit. That's what I'm going to say. They do. I've had better shit in Spain than I have had in Mexico. And I know it comes from Mexico. So I don't know who is in charge of like international, you know, sales and stuff, but they're taking all the good shit.
That's because of inflation. They had to get higher prices, so they had to send the good stuff out. I think
it's because the Americans come down to Mexico and they don't have standards, you know, but the Europeans do.
to be fair, I do believe that, like, as far as international drug relations go, that's all the United States government.
they control that export, I think.
PSYOP, that's no joke.
Exactly. Just don't let anybody know that we know that they know that we know that.
Man, we don't know shit. Look at our PFPs, dog. We don't know shit.
That's right. We watch these. We
I like that Defy Jedi, I like that your PFP is facing the other way, you know, like the anarchists, you know, where people are like, yeah. I don't like that it's not facing the right. And I was like, because we're anarchists, we face left. We're looking out to the world. We're not looking into Twitter. We're looking out. We're like, what the shit? Yeah, like, what the fuck is happening out there?
That's right.
That's just Facebook. Y'all are like looking into Facebook.
Nah, Facebook. Oh my God. I still haven't deleted Facebook because I have to sign into shit. I'm locked in. How do you cope?
Hey, you does just ignore Facebook. You don't delete it. Just Facebook. Ignore it completely.
Facebook and MySpace are in the same folder on my computer.
I don't know if you can claim to be like anti-social media and like up to the times while on a Twitter. Amen.
I did delete my LinkedIn because I didn't know how to explain what the fuck I'm doing. I was like, nobody on LinkedIn cares. Nobody on LinkedIn cares.
Nobody.
I make JPEGs and I do NFTs. Like, they won't understand. They don't get us.
They wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
They'll never understand.
If I change my PFP like on LinkedIn to an anarchist, it just wouldn't be the same.
We should just take over LinkedIn, put our stuff in your PF, all of our PFPs in there. It'd be like, you know, anarchists taking over the. Wait a minute, wouldn't that be anarchy? Oh, I don't even know anymore. Is that how it works? Can it be anarchy when you're taking over theirs, or is that just?
I feel like anarchy is kind of like anti-establishment. So if it's like anti the vibe there, I don't know. I feel like it is kind of anarchist. All right, good.
I think piracy is what you're thinking of.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? It's hard. There's a lot of overlap.
Yeah. Yes, our sales mean death, like something to that effect, right? We're
pirates. Also, I'm really surprised there's not more pirate NFTs. Just saying. We're a bunch of furries and not pirates, apparently.
Dude, I was just thinking that the other day. I'm like, I just got pinged by army punks. We've got skeleton punks. We've got regular punks. We've got galactic punks.
We got to launch a pirate project, dog.
But yeah, that's right. There's so many different things, but there's no pirates. We need the art. I need to see like pirates and booty and maybe some pirates booty.
I like it. Maybe in the end, all pirates would look like Jack Sparrow. So,
yeah.
Maybe that's a problem.
To be fair, that, I would look at Jack Crow's booty.
Into this image.
Wait, and the Jack Sparrow, if we could make him the leader of the I don't know what you'd call that, the pirates, could we have anarchist pirates? Because could you be like not normal pirates? Like, we want to be the anti-pirates, so
like skeleton pirates?
I don't know. I'm
pirates that go protect trade routes, make sure that goods get shipped correctly across the stormy seas.
Pirates with like these spaceships, like, or with these Vegas, like in the comic.
Yes, we're gonna be like the pirates that are the pirate eaters and other pirates. Like, so you're gonna have to pay us to keep you safe because we're the anti pirates that will be pirates that
pirate mafia. Yeah, I got you. My only weekend dad club puffin is also a pirate. Just see FYI.
My weekend dad club puffin has a wasi in his front pack.
What is this wasi? Please
behold my wife. She is sporting a wasi with X
Cloud. Oh, that's a wasi?
Behold Terrace Spaces.
What's the Twitter link? I don't. How do I find?
Inverse bra.
You don't find bad wasis. Bad wasis find you.
Inverse.
On a weird side note, I just totally dropped a video of the joint that I just sparked up. If you guys want to see what I'm smoking, you know.
In that shit, dog. We already know about Luna Launcher. Let's see it.
Let me figure out how to do that.
I'll see if I can help. Did you tweet it? If you tweeted, I could pin. Oh, 1 minute ago. This one? Yeah, here we go.
I think you hear the spaces in the background on the video. But it's from a...
just said something. Smalty wishes karma was real. Many fuckheads and good people out there, both extremely badly deserving. Smalty's listening. He's in this. He's out there. I know it. Because I just looked. You just tweeted.
He's always listening. He's everywhere.
Somebody's creeping. It does creep me out a little bit when, like, we talk about another collection or something, and then, boom, they, like, pop in. I'm like, whoo! How are you? Like, all covert, you know? We were, like, talking about Astro Heroes. We're like, yeah, we fucking love them. And then, boom, they, like, pop in. I was like, how?
It's all it's Terra Spaces behind the scenes, like, DMing everybody.
Stone Duck. Yeah. We talk about you, and then, boom, you're there. How?
I mean,
are
I
we
have
all
like,
connected, the Luna community, you know, like all vibrant?
I'm like meditating and like flying through the air and like recognizing all mental signs of people thinking about stone ducks, you know? Just
lucid dreaming, meeting other Terra collections.
No, but it's just no sleep and like focus. Like I just try to give it all I can.
you gotta build yourself an inverse cerebra, and then you could like tap into all the different ones.
If you're gonna be in this space, post it's really hard not to become obsessive. Very obsessed.
I was gonna bring up another random funny thing that's been going on in the background. Because I have ADHD, so I have to do 5 things at once, even spaces, just so people are in the loop. But Do Kwon and the Lunatics have just been having an absolute time with Peter Schiff because he decided to open his mouth today about Luna and Bitcoin.
Finally.
If you need some entertainment, like, swing by Peter Schiff's Twitter after this space. Like, don't leave us now. Like, you can hang out. But it's funny as shit.
Retweet something so I can pin it.
Oh, Midas, is he serious? Like
Midas wasn't in there. If you follow Midas, look at his profile. There's some tweets in there. He's like engaging him. It's so funny.
I retweeted it. It's sitting on my timeline. Like easy find. Like probably 10 minutes ago.
Is and if he like, really just laughing, or is he really like hating Bitcoin that much?
He's staying relevant, but I think if you really want to get under his skin, just everybody go there and ask who Peter Schiff is. Just real subtle. Be real subtle about it, you know?
Tag your son, Spencer Schiff, who's like a massive Bitcoin maxi and F-head. Sorry, just...
I know deployed in is here in the space creeping, and he's got opinions about Bitcoin. Definitely a Luna Maxi.
Hey, if anybody in the space has been around since like 2009-10 era and knows how to find a Bitcoin wallet that is a backup of a backup, yeah, let me know, because I got my old wallet.dat.backup file. There is Bitcoin in it, but I can't get into it. So,
yeah, I don't know. That hurts to hear, but we all got that story. I got Bitcoin somewhere that I mined once upon a time.
Yeah. I did mine for MySpace so I could go bribe mafia people with it. That was all. And then it fucked up my computer because it took too much, you know, of the graphics card. So I didn't realize it was that hard on my graphics card. So I was trying to run my mining thing while I was trying to play Command and Conquer. My computer started shutting down.
Yes, exactly. That's why we all uninstalled our miners. Let's be honest. Because we're exactly like, what the fuck does this do?
How did I become a speaker all of a sudden?
Gaming.
You have been nominated.
I thought I had to request it. I didn't know it could just be given to me.
Use the force, we will.
I love it. You just got it. Yeah.
But yeah, my opinion on Bitcoin is I hate it. It's going to zero. Everyone should just buy Luna.
I love it.
Yeah, we gotta love it. Now it's our backup, right?
We just propped it up, though. We have to hold.
No, I know. That's why it's so. Because like, I have this guy, this friend I always argue with. I'm like, yo, I don't care about your stupid going to zero coin. Buy Luna. And now that Luna's buying all the Bitcoin, I'm like, you should probably still buy Luna.
Just it's true. Going. Everything you said has been right, and I hate to admit that, but it's true.
Yeah, I should.
He's got screenshots of receipts.
Right? Who was your, hey, we've got a lot of people in here. I hope, I just want to like throw a question out there for anybody who wants to share. Like, who was the person that drug your ass into Luna and how long did it take? Share, like how'd you get drug into it? Somebody tell me your story.
I gotta Nicholas share. Lomelo. I gotta share.
go, Sai. Give us first.
Okay. So, I mean, we started over on Solana. That was like my intro to NFTs. So, I mean, I was like kind of like I was aware of crypto and NFTs, but for me,
Solana's cute. It's like training wheels for NFTs.
No. It's the McDonald's ice cream machine of blockchain.
Sorry, but
here's the thing: is like for me to learn. Like I got into like when we had this successful mint. That was my first like paycheck in like 8 months. Like I throw myself into things, but I need to find a project. I need to obsess. I need to have like no plan B. Like that's just how I go about things. Okay. I fully commit. Yeah. I fully commit. Yes.
We call that the Ricky and, Bobby yes. mentality. It's if you ain't first, you're last.
Yeah. So you can go. Know that when I'm in something, I'm fully committed because I don't have like anything else like that, you know? So anyways, I got into Solana first, but the reason I got into Solana was like the fees were low. It seemed like the community wasn't developed enough. And I, from an accessibility standpoint, I resent the fees on ETH, you know, and like, it's okay. Maybe it's worked in the past, but as somebody who's also budget conscious, like not everybody has the funds to plan for a mint that's like, let's say $120 and then get hit with another $200 worth of fees.
ETH like, is absolutely my heart, unacceptable.
You know, exactly. I've only minted one ETH NFT. I kind of got, I dabbled a little bit into Cardano and then it was like, you know, nah. So, and then I went over to like Solana. And before that, Terra was not on my radar at all. And that was, when I first started to learn, it was like summer of last year, right? So getting into like that kind of space. So then when we got into, and Depliden wasn't on this, like the founding team for that, I was on a team with some other people and there was just, it was a shit show. It was a horrible, horrible time for Solana. I think after that, a lot of things developed and pumped after, but yeah, that's what happened. And then there was like contract issues and developer issues and then blockchain issues. And it was just so aggravating. The one thing that we did well is like I got Meta May on. She introduced me to Depliden. So he's like the whole team is up now. And then yeah. Depliden, he's like, if we're gonna do this, you know, if we're gonna do another project and we're gonna do it together, We need to be over on Terra. And honestly, it didn't take a lot to convince me, because when somebody's just like presenting the facts and can support it with data, then I'm convinced. Like then I can be like, okay.
Diplodon, did you just put it really blunt? Like, listen, sell your going to zero coin, you're going to Luna right the fuck now, and we're going to make this happen? Or how did you convince her?
We're not doing it unless it's on Luna, but yeah. The way I kind of stumbled into Luna, and okay, let me see if he's listening right now. I don't want him to hear me admit defeat. No, he's not. Okay, so a friend showed me it at like $4 or $5. Same friend also showed me Solana at like $4, showed me KDA at 50 cents. I don't know why, I just haven't looked at it. When he showed me Luna like $4 or $5, I'm like, yeah, you know, it's just another L1, doesn't excite me. He doesn't let me look at that. I ended up buying it at like 40, 50 instead. After I actually read it, I'm like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Like, why didn't I listen to that? I was so busy with everything else. I just kind of brushed over it. But I mean, hey, we're all here now. So.
Yeah, very, very happy. And also, like, you know, it's great to be able to focus on your community and not be scared that literally the network is going to fall out from under you. Like that, those kind of anxieties should not be present. And same with like these launch pads too. Beautiful, amazing. Let's partner with a launch pad that's going to like help us with that component so we can focus on marketing and like community and the art and all these other things. And also like the point is like focusing on the DAO. We want to like really focus on interesting shit, not the basic one moment day event of the mint. It was a horrible experience on Solana. I love our Solana like friends and community, but goddamn, that was rough. It was hard.
Hi everyone, I don't know if you can hear me or not. I don't know how the hell I got up to be a speaker, but I'm here, so.
That's what I said.
I joined and right away just added me to a speaker, so I like VIP service, I don't know, but
it's that
line bypass.
You get the
long story short, you're happy to be here and on Terra.
Yes, I'm kind of driving right now, so I'm just gonna say yes and leave it at that. But I'll pop in when I get home. 20-30 minutes.
Oh, and well, I love the we're not gonna have everybody tell their story today because I want to save some for another 420 experience. I really wanted to just kind of bring people together today that I appreciate, and you know, people that I want to share what they're doing and what they're working on, and you know, smoke a joint. Like if I could be like, hey, let's go smoke a joint and talk about what you're doing, this is the closest I could get. So that's why I invited you guys, and I'm going to invite more people again next week, and just kind of make it like a regular thing, invite people, different speakers, different guests, and everybody again is always welcome to come up. You know, this is just really to I want it to be open, like, and no question is ever a well hold on let me rephrase that because this shit goes downhill quick. No question is ever a wrong question. They can be bad, but like, you know,
I was gonna say, what's your secret?
That's the thing, that's a bad question. You don't get that one.
Wait, again, that's a bad question. Those are the first four.
Does anybody actually memorize their full seed phrase though?
Yeah,
partially.
What?
Yeah, then you're oh my God. So like, yeah, commit that to memory and then tear it up and shred it, and nobody will ever see it again.
Problem is, my memory is like 6 minutes long, so I would do that, tear it up, and be like, oh no.
Then you've been together for 12 years, bro.
Hey, speaking of everyone getting together and smoking a joint, is anyone going to TFI Alpha in June in Austin, Texas?
Oh, who's going?
I want to go.
I'm going.
I want to go there. But I don't know. I'm already going to New York the week after, and so it's kind of like super crammed. But I'm so paranoid.
Metamate.
Go ahead.
Metamate is speaking at NYC or NFT NYC, so we are going to have fan like gear on supporting her. But I think that's like 2 weeks before the other one, like the Terra one in Austin.
Okay, I'll come. But if any of y'all get me sick,
I'll take care of you.
We can wear gas masks.
Even if you get sick. I'll make you soup. I'll take care of you. You'll be fine.
Jenna wants the gas mask for a different reason, though.
We should always have a gas mask. We should get a video of Jedi using waifu's gas mask. Like, that'd be funny as shit.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
And then T-Fi Alpha in the DApp Expo in Austin. We're hoping to be there, but it's pretty close to like a due date for a baby and some other stuff. But I am gonna shamelessly plug and say, go by the Tix booth and say hi to my teammates there from our Tix protocol, and go by the Methier booth and go say hi to my friend Ane and my friend Josh, and go stop by the T5 Alpha booth and say hi to those guys. I got so much fam there. It's really worth
it. I feel like Austin would be a good party. We would party really
live well. Music capital of America.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Jedi to go down. I told him he needs to come down. So,
dude, the last time I was in Dallas, I skipped a party with the Seahawks team to go to a better party with a bunch of people from a different realm of my era of people that I was hanging out with. And we were in a 3-story rager for Halloween. That's when I was down there, and I got lost. I got fucking lost in the city. You guys didn't. I have no idea where I ended up or how I got there. But somehow I got home at like 7 in the morning, and we went to the Dallas Seahawks game the next morning. And I had to eat a hot dog at like 10 a.m. after not eating all night and not knowing what I did. And I was like, I shouldn't have done that. That's the story for another time. But that's the last time I was in Texas. So if I come down there, I have to be careful. I'm just saying, I'm like a fucking gremlin. That was my younger days, though. I'm more relaxed now. I just like to smoke weed and have fun.
I think you'll probably find good company.
Hell yeah. Dude, I appreciate everybody in here, you guys. It's coming up on an hour. I don't know how long. I would stay here all night, all day, and just smoke and chat with you guys. But I don't want anybody to feel like they have to hang around and listen to my banter or anything else here. But I will say thank you guys so much. And I think that's last departing words. Ian, come and say your last words. Yeah, this is important. I've been waiting for this one because one reason why. Yeah, dude, this has been a good time. Thanks for coming, man. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for hosting this 420 space. You know, I'm over here on the East Coast, so it's 720 for me, but I celebrated nonetheless. But you know, speaking of 420, we haven't announced our launch IDO date, and so I'd like to take the time to do that right now for you guys, first of all. So we'll be doing our launch IDO on April 20th on 420. And we'll be raising $420,000 for it. Yeah. That's the allocation. And in case you're wondering, in case you're gonna forget what time it is, it starts at 4:20 GMT. That's PM.
This is why the force is so strong. We're gonna launch it.
That's right. We know how to get launched, baby. So save the date, 4:20. You know, this week on our Twitter, we'll be announcing incrementally more and more content. At the end of the week, we'll be talking about the whitelisting process for the raise. But, you know, if you like 420, you like Luna Launcher. So come check us out.
Yes, follow sir.
Yeah, and thanks so much for having me here. And thanks so much for bringing all these awesome people together, Jedi. This is a good space.
Hell yeah. Thank you for joining. Thank you for dropping that huge alpha. I'm going to go sell, if you guys see a really nice couple of lightsabers in the pawn shop, it's just me converting some fiat so I can buy more on 420. All of the 420 now, because I got to buy some more weed. I got to buy some more IDO. Shit. Yeah, we're going to have fun. Yeah. Blaze it up on 420, fam.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. Are we going to keep this recurring?
Yes, I do want to do this again next week. And being that you guys are all the first peeps in here today, like, I didn't do it, but I wanted to, like, just do a quick giveaway to the people that are here. There's two mints that just happened. One was a little stealth mint, so I want to send a cup of coffee to somebody. And I also want to send a monkey to somebody because this is fucking monkey business, and then Jedi doesn't do anything unless it's fucking monkey business. So I'm gonna do a drawing for that right now. I have to take a, I took a snapshot, so I gotta go actually like do a quick randomizer, and I'm way too high. So you guys have Hooligan, can you take the floor for like 1 minute or maybe 5 minutes, whatever it takes you. Give me a minute to go do this. I'll be right back.
Chapter three. Oh wait, so you don't want me to just read stuff.
I would be okay. I mean,
I feel like the community would be super understanding.
Like, yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to fill floor time. Actually, let's see, because this is about crypto, cannabis, and culture. We've talked about weed. We've talked about crypto. We've talked about, like, what to and not to do in Mexico. Somehow this turned into a full, like, informational on how, like, token, like, allocation events go and, like, how you get to buy stuff. Like, it's been pretty good recap just thinking through, like, did we miss something? Like, we never discovered the true origin of Awasi, did we?
Oh, yes, we
I'm
did.
I'm still so confused.
We did. Listen, to explain it again, there was this guy, Inverse Bra, you know, and he has an account that's called Starbust or Stardust. That's his first account. And Inverse Bra is his other Anon account. And he is the first Wasi. And he is like a major influencer for influencers. So he carries much weight. And in fact, I discovered Luna through him. Because like he made a chart at like $3 or $4 and I was stupid enough to sell at like $9 again and then it rushed all the way up. And yeah, stories for another time. But he is still like very, very strong voice in the crypto sphere. So the whole Wasi theme is like based and like committed to him, one could say.
Fair. I got it.
I'm still
I think
confused.
I got it.
No,
I'm
no,
a little tipsy, but I will come back to you on that.
It sounds like a
milk
drink.
It's like an OG crypto type stuff.
Come Monday, I'll be like, remember that like Wasi kind of conversation we had? Can you link me like so I can review with a clearer mind?
We'll get you caught up. Don't worry. You won't get left behind unless you choose to be. Ooh, can I do a shameless plug?
Plug it.
Go for it.
Rumor has it, I don't know if I can say that part, so I won't say that part. Sorry, I caught myself. I'll just say this part. You guys should go check out the sneak peek that Crypto Waifu just put on her Twitter.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Well, hold on. If you're gonna do that, then somebody pin that shit at the top. Pin it.
Yeah. Did you retweet? Can you retweet?
Yeah. Retweet it. Who again?
I'll go get a retweet on it. But rumor has it, I just got the clear from her because she's doing things. That I believe this is a piece of tattoo flash that will be going up at the TFI Alpha event, and rumor has it there's a tattoo booth. So. Some
oh dear. It went from like 1 to probably 8 in 11 months.
I have no tattoos, but I will happily allow someone to tattoo the Luna logo on me.
Whoa.
There you go.
On your nip? Are you getting them done on your nips as well or what?
To be fair, I would be tattooing at this convention if I wasn't going to be 8 months pregnant. Like, I might do a few for a couple of friends if we end up making it. So just keep an eye out. But yeah, at least you could get some of my tattoo flash.
There we go.
Oh,
I like this. Okay, so let's pin this real quick so people can.
The Luna logo nipple. Oh, got it.
Okay, y'all, I got about
tattoos.
In a couple of minutes, so I'm gonna head out. But thanks so much for you know, having this awesome space. I learned a bunch about drugs, cartels, and Wassies.
You're welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'll see y'all next week.
Much, brother. Appreciate you. Have a good one. Be safe.
See y'all in 420.
Anybody that's here, I just did the random thing, and I was gonna redraw it because I'm like, I don't know if I should let that because that's not a real account. But I'm like, yeah, it's a real account. Terra Spaces is the first draw on the random picker generator thingy when Bobber called 1 through 28 or whatever we had in here. And number two pick is it's a sniper dude. What is his name? I don't know how to say it. Hold on, it's Dijon Sniper, but
Dr. Crypto? No.
Zach one. No, this is Zach one. One. Oh shit! Degenerate sniper. I won a cup of coffee from Caffeine NFT Club. So I will be sending a DM to those two for them to claim a prize. And I can't talk and type, so that's why I'm talking like a robot, because I'm trying to talk and type at the same time. And I need to go shred some carnita meat, and my wife keeps busting and looking at me like, hurry up. So anybody, any last words? Anybody, the floor is yours before I say goodnight. Goodbye.
Thanks for having having us all here, and stay awesome. Stay high. See you soon, hopefully.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Go play with your meat, bud.
I'm going to go get my meat a good shredding, bro. This is so weird to say. Thanks, everybody. Peace. Have a good night.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Crypto, Cannabis, and Culture with Hooligan Tweets, the DeFi Jedi, Luna Launcher was in there, CWPV, Psych, Your Lewd Crypto Waifu, me, and a bunch of weed and dabs. Recorded on Wednesday, March 30th, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the lunatic community. Follow Orbital Command on Twitter using the link in the show notes to receive regular threads on Terra protocols and yield strategies, news, resources, and Twitter space discussions. You can also support their community efforts by considering them next time you're delegating or redelegating your Luna. Find out more at orbitalcommand.io. This episode of The Ether was also brought to you by Luart. Luart is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. Luart provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Please, allow me to show you something.
Lungs and I relax. She takes me back like the power. Slow down my day, I gotta stop and smell the flowers. Spark it up every hour. You know my weed guy's got the bag appeal, and if I buy more than a gram, I get a rad deal. Tangy and some bubble kush, he's got all the flavors to help a brother smush. Focus on the dot, now I got the red eye. Lighter in my hand, just trying to hold a steady eye. Gotta spark it up before bedtime. Lightsabers up, I'm the last Jedi. One thing I'll never understand, life without weed is tasting kinda bland. No seasoning, cause yo, tis the season. I'm breezing through reason after reason. I'm in love with my weed sack. Smoking mids, all that china glass, it's gonna give you sins. Gotta give you shit for acting like a fool, and all of y'all know whose weed makes you drool. I feel bad for people in the hater states while I'm getting blazed, not moving like a paperweight. I'm kicking like an 808, picky in my places, trying to make a great escape. I'm seizing the day, but I'm not an epileptic. Sending cryptic messages, I'm just trying to wreck shit. So toss all your money in the bag. I'm still saving up for a ratty old van. I'm like an old man rolling fatties in the shack all day long while I'm parked in a caddy. I gotta ask my DJ to bring it right back while I finish this song and smoke another fatty.
Terra Spaces.